It's 80 degrees in Nashville, and we are still under a heat advisory across Middle Tennessee. That actually lasts through Saturday after being extended by a day. Our forecast both today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 100 degrees, heat index 110 to 111. We do expect a slight drop in temperature just by a few degrees on Sunday. And then Monday, Labor Day, should be a sunny day with a high still in the mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A recent ICE raid in Memphis has raised new questions about an immigration call center in Nashville. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested more than 120 people in Memphis on Sunday. Immigrant advocates say that more raids could happen if ICE opens a call center in Donelson.
This is not a hotline. This is an enforcement command center.
That's Adriana Rivera, the Florida Immigrant Coalition. She says that the call center may be part of a federal operation, but that it will be privately operated.
Why is a massive federal deportation operation being outsourced to private industry? Who will have access to the data? Who will be tracking us? Who will be accountable when the system gets someone's identity wrong?
The call center would be the most recent collaboration between the state and federal immigration authorities. This year, Tennessee's Republican supermajority passed several laws in line with the White House's immigration agenda. A woman scheduled to be put to death by the state of Tennessee later this month is pleading for mercy. Krista Pike tortured and killed a fellow Knoxville Job Corps member when she was 18 years old. In a petition to Governor Belice, she writes that she was young and mentally ill. She says it took years to realize the gravity of what she had done and how many lives it impacted. She writes, quote, "It sickens me now to think I had the ability to commit such a crime." Pike's legal team also highlights Pike's mental illnesses, history of rape and abuse, and the failure of state agencies to intervene. They're asking Lee to allow Krista to stay in prison for life without the possibility of parole. The Tennessean reports Lee has not granted clemency to death row inmates except when there were issues in the execution process. In 2022, he paused all executions while Tennessee revised and updated its lethal injection protocols. And earlier this year, Lee gave Tony Carruthers a one-year reprieve from execution after a doctor failed to establish a backup IV line. Tennessee just announced the first round of grant winners for rural health. The state plans to spend $1 billion federal dollars on projects over the next few years. The initial winners focus on making physical activity easier in rural areas by paying for things like park and playground enhancements. Later on, projects will focus on things like improving maternal health and medical record management. Critics say this federal program puts money into experimental projects at the expense of traditional health care costs like Medicaid. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.